There wasn't a smooth bit in his mouth on a bridle and tied him up pretty close to a real good gentle horse. Mm-hmm. That's the way we broke our horses.
Let them break each other, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you went to picnics and things like that, how did you feed your horses?
Well, we'd take feed along and tie them back of the wagon, let them eat out of the back of the wagon.
Uh-huh. Did anybody use those things that you put over the horse's head?
Yes, that pup. If you want to put oats in the bag, then put them on the horse's head.
Were those things called anything special?
Well, we didn't ever use them. We just always fed them out of the box. But I've seen people use them. They were a cloth.
Strange looking things.
Yeah, I can't.
Horse all muzzled up.
I can't think what they call them.
We were talking about groves and thickets here. Do you have any special term for a place where the scrub oak is thick? Or just where scrub oak is growing?
Well, just thicket is all we ever call it.
Is that ever called shinery around here?
No, I didn't hear it.
Uh-huh.
It may have been.
What did you carry your water in?
Oh. Well, we had a wooden keg out there that where I tumbled these rocks in that we'd sew a sack around it, you see.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. Sew a sack and keep that sack wet and the wind would blow on. That was our only refrigerator. That's the way we kept our butter from melting in the summer. We'd put it in a north window and put a wet cloth around it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the wind would blow on it. As long as you keep that cloth wet, well, it's all right.
Did you ever lose any butter?
No. We had an open well that we let our butter down in and kept it real cold.
It never got to smell it.
No.
What do you call that when it starts to smell?
Rancid.
Uh-huh.
Rancid. Yeah. I was real particular with that butter because I sold it, you see.
Uh-huh.
And my...
Got a $5 gold piece too.
Yeah, my husband liked good butter. You had to be very particular. I had a barrel churn, you know. I'd give anything if I'd kept that barrel churn.
Oh yes.
It's up on a wooden frame, I'd hold a baby and cry just many a day when the butter wouldn't come. Turn that around with a crank. It held 15 gallon, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Big old churn, and the lid would clamp down on top, you know.
Hmm.
And it had a hole down low in the keg, the barrel churn, and that you could let the buttermilk out of, you know. And then I would let the buttermilk out after it would get ready to get better. Then pour some water in and churn it around a few more times. And I usually salted it in there in the churn before I took it out of the churn and then molded it.
Don't you wish you had some of that buttermilk now?
Oh, yeah, that buttermilk and that good butter that we had in those days. We feed about a quart of cottonseed to each cow when we wanted, in the summertime, when we wanted to mold our butter and have it so we could mold it.
Hmm.
That kept it so it wouldn't be so runny.
Uh-huh.
That kept it, made it a little tough, and that was really good.
Hmm.
Of course, some people complain if you fed too much cottonseed, why, it was too tough, you know, it wasn't so nice.
Uh-huh.
And would get more white. But we just fed and didn't more than about a quart. We'd put that on our oats or whatever we fed at night, about a quart of cottonseed, and that would keep the butter nice and firm in the summer. In the winter, we didn't ever feed cottonseed.
I bet it gave them good sleek coats.
Nice, cottonseed was. Nowadays, they haul that cotton seed, don't they?
Yeah.
I saw some somewhere, on television the other day,